Hi, this is Dr. Leung, L-E-U-N-G, beginning for patient last name is a C-H-A-N-D. Again, C-H-A-N-D, first name is A-N-U-R-E-S-H. Date of visit is February 22, 2024. Date of birth is July 2, 1976. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first off. Patient tells me that between 2021 and 2022, the patient was in Afghanistan, first off. Patient was a convoy commander, first up. A patient tells me that he was in a vehicle, a military vehicle, first up. He hit a pothole, first up, and then hit the pothole so hard, he hit the head, first up. He had the head against the metal parts inside the truck, first up. Patient also, another time he was loading ammunition on top of the truck, first up, but he suddenly fell to the ground. First up, he fell about 5 foot. First up, he landed on the head. First up, he had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, he was out of consciousness for 30 seconds. First up, patient woke up confused and disoriented. First up, patient had severe head pain. Next to paragraph, a patient currently has headaches, dizziness, fatigue, sensitivity to light, mood changes, sleep problems, vomiting, numbness, tingling in the fingers and toes. The first up, patient also coordination difficulty, confusion, and leaking from the nose. The first up, next to paragraph, patient has been taking ibuprofen, topiramate, lamotrigine, tizanidine, Effexor, and quetiapine for his symptoms. The first up, next to paragraph, the patient tells me that he's in active duty. First off, the patient is currently, his job is to write contracts, first off, and tells me that his headaches, dizziness, confusions are significantly affecting the way he does his job. First off, the patient tells me that he's not able to focus. First off, the patient is confused. First off, the patient is not able to remember well his job. First off, the patient is not able to follow instructions. First off, the patient is also sensitive to light. First off, difficulty to type on the computer. This might be the interpretation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is P as in Paul, A-R, D as in Dr. I. First name is Matthew. Date of visit is February 22, 2024. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First off, it was in September of 2022. First up, a patient was riding a motor scooter. A patient tells me that he was hit at the curb as he was trying to avoid being hit by a car. His motor scooter hit the curb. Patient fell off the scooter. Patient hit the ground and hit the head. Patient hit the pavement. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness for about 15 seconds. Patient was lying on the ground. When he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. Patient had severe head pain. Patient was lightheaded. Patient tells me that he had immediate dizziness, tunneling vision, and headaches. Patient tells me that he had these dizziness, tunneling vision, headache symptoms for several months. After the event. Next paragraph, a patient currently has brain fog symptoms. Patient has poor memory with poor memory recollection issues. Patient has tunneling vision. Patient has hypersensitivity to stimulation. Patient is sensitive to light. Patient has pulsating headaches. Patient is not able to articulate concisely. Patient has increasing anxiety and stress symptoms. Patient is taking the proximus needed for the headaches. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, the patient is currently active duty in the Coast Guard. The patient works in search and rescue. The patient tells me that his brain fog and memory cognitive deficits are significant, affecting the way he does his job. He would forget things. He has poor memory. The patient is not able to remember his task duties. Patient tells me his headaches is also affecting his concentration. The patient is not able to focus very well. Patient also sensitive to light, which is also affecting his job as a search and rescue. Next paragraph. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Next patient. Next patient last name is E as in Edward, L I, F as in Frank, RIT, Z as in zebra. First name is Kelly, KELLY. Date of a visit is February 21, 2024. Next paragraph of patient tells me that patient tells me that the patient has a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in July 1983. First up, the patient was in Germany. First up, first up, a patient was in Germany. First up, a patient, patient was traveling in Germany. First up, patient was on a traveling baseball team while in the Air Force. First up, he fell out of the bus traveling 105 kilometers per hour. First up, it was on the Autobahn. First up, patient landed backward and landed on the head and shoulder. First up, a patient tells me that he fell out of the bus. First up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, patient was out of consciousness for about 15 minutes. When he woke up, a patient was confused and disoriented. First up, a patient was taken to the base hospital. First up, patient was hospitalized for 14 days in the base hospital in Bitburg, Bitburg, Germany. First up, next paragraph. When he woke up, a patient was confused and disoriented with a severe head pain. First up, a patient tells me that he does not remember much during those 14 days in the hospital because he was so confused. First up, next paragraph. Patient currently it has significant memory loss. First up, patient has severe headaches. First up, patient has loss of concentration. First up, patient's difficulty to follow direction. First up, patient's difficulty driving and working. First up, patient has anxiety and depression symptoms. First up, he has significant difficulty to keep a job. Patient's currently seeing a psychiatrist and a therapist. First up, patient's prescribed fluoxetine and hydrocodone. First up, the next paragraph. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he's not able to perform well with his duties. The first up, patient's not able to concentrate. First up, patient's not able to focus. The first up, he has significant memory. Cognitive deficits. If first up, there's significant memory loss. If first up, patient is not able to follow instructions well. First up, patient has significant poor concentration at work. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in July 1983 in Germany. First up, the patient was traveling baseball team for the U.S. Air Force. First up, the patient tells me that he fell out of the bus traveling 100 kilometers per hour on the Autobahn. First up, the patient tells me that he hit his head immediately. First up, and he lost consciousness. First up, he was out of consciousness. When he woke up, was in the hospital. First up, he was hospitalized for 14 days at the base hospital in Bitburg, Bitburg, Germany. Since that patient has significant memory loss, headaches, loss of concentration, difficulty to focus. It is my opinion that that head injury resulting from falling off the bus resulted in a loss of consciousness is likely traumatic brain injury. the loss of memory, headaches, loss of concentration and focus, difficulties are all common sense and symptoms for traumatic brain injury for stuff. This box of identification. Next patient, last name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, first name is K-O-R-E-Y. Date of birth is February 20th of 2024. Next to paragraph, okay, that he was in the traumatic brain injury in Vallejo, V-A-L-L-E-J-O, Vallejo, California, in 2018, first of all. It was a motor vehicle accident, first of all. The motor vehicle accident resulted knocked unconscious. The patient was hit in the head and he was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. The patient tells me that he has significant confusion and disorientation when he woke up. He does not remember what happened. The patient was hospitalized. He really woke up and become more alert when he got to the hospital. The patient was confused for at least 2 to 3 minutes. He had pain, dizziness, lightheadedness. Patient currently has significant brain fog. Patient has difficulty with concentration. Patient has difficulty to speak at times. Patient is unable to produce words. Patient is unable to articulate words. Patient has severe headaches almost every day. Patient has nausea, vomiting in the morning. Patient has loss of balance. Patient is dizzy. Patient has loss of appetite. Patient has difficulty to sleep. Patient is unable to remember details of events. Next paragraph, currently, patient is working in a warehouse. Patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his job. Patient tells me that he makes a lot of mistakes. He has difficulty remembering his task duties. He needs to write down everything. And yet he's still making mistakes. Patient has significant difficulty to focus and concentrate at work. Next paragraph. It is my opinion the patient sustained traumatic brain injury. Patient had a significant motor vehicle accident in 2018 in California. Patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Patient was knocked in the head. His head got hit in his car. And then he has a loss of consciousness. Patient had loss of consciousness for about 5 minutes, and then he woke up with extreme confusion and disorientation. He tells me that he was confused and disoriented for the next 2 to 3 hours. Patient was brought in the emergency room and the hospital for further evaluation. Since the event, patient has significant brain fog, difficulty with concentration, difficulty to articulate words. Severe headache, nausea, vomiting, dizziness. It is my opinion that the head injury in 2018 during the car accident in California resulted in loss of consciousness. That was likely a traumatic injury event. It was followed by confusion, disorientation, and headache when he woke up. Now he has significant neurological symptoms, including brain fog, difficulty concentrating and focus, dizziness, severe headaches, nausea, vomiting, and balance difficulties. It is my opinion that these symptoms are very common for traumatic brain injury. This might set an interpretation. Next patient. Last name is G L A N V is in Victor I L L E. First name is N O A H. Again, N O A H. Date of visit is February 20th of 2024. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in Pendleton in 1999. Patient tells me that he tripped and fell on a staircase. Patient tells me to hit the head comma, and as he fell down the staircase, the first vision had immediate loss of consciousness for about 5 minutes. The first vision, when the second vision was confused, disoriented. The first vision had a severe head pain. The first vision immediately became very confused. The first vision tells me that he was like that for the next day. First up, the next episode was in Okinawa, Japan. First up, the patient was on a helicopter. First up, the patient was doing fast roping, R-O-P-I-N-G. First up, however, another soldier on top of him fell onto him. First up, he hit his head. First up, the patient tells me that he had severe head pain as the soldier fell on his head. First up, and he was carrying a lot of heavy equipment here. So first up, he was very healthy. As he fell on his head, the primary patient has severe head pain. The patient becomes consistent to turn into the first step. The next episode was in Iraq in 2008. The patient said that there was multiple injuries to him from RPG. First step, the patient reports that there was a lot of bomb explosions. The first step, patient tells me that he was bombed by an F-18 explosion, from a fighter jet F-18. First up, a patient tells me that he lost consciousness for about 10 seconds. First up, when he woke up, the patient was confused and disoriented. First up, a patient currently has significant symptoms. First up, he tells me that he has severe headache every day. First up, a patient has some visual blurredness. First up, patient has burning sensation between the ears. The first patient has difficulty concentrating and focus. The first patient has significant short-term memory loss. The first patient has difficulty to think. The first patient has anxiety. The patient also has anxiety symptoms. The first next paragraph. Next paragraph, the patient is currently working for a barbecue machine company. First of all, the patient is in sales for barbecue machine. First of all, he tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his job. First of all, the patient has significant poor memory. First of all, he needs to write down everything. First of all, the patient gets confused and disoriented very easily. First of all, the patient has a poor performance because he's not able to remember well. First of all, the patient has difficulty to remember customers' names. First of all, the patient forget his task duties. First of all, next first of all, it is malpain that the patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First of all, the patient had three episodes of head injury, including a 1999 Camp Pendleton when he fell down staircase and had immediate loss of consciousness as he hit the head. First up, the second episode was in Okinawa. That's during a fast roping, R-O-P-I-N-G, another soldier fell on top of him and hit his head. The last episode was in Iraq in 2003. There was a bomb explosion with the RPG and also a bomb from the F-18 fighter jet that caused him to loss of consciousness for about 10 seconds. Since these defense are competition, significant headaches, the competition is confused, disoriented a lot. Also visual disturbances, significant memory deficits, short-term memory loss. Patient also poor concentration and focus. It is my opinion that these signs and symptoms, these are all common signs and symptoms suggesting a traumatic brain injury. This marks a limitation.